Hey everybody, welcome back. Today is day 20. It is Yesod Sheptiferet, corresponding to a foundation of harmony, of balance, of healing, of truth, right? Foundation. Today in Israel, it's also Yom HaZikaron. Remember those who have fallen, for us to have a foundation, to have a home here. That's another aspect, right? Rav Benji talks about the home a lot in his teachings today. And even so far as calling it a home of truth. A home of truth. Which is interesting because truth doesn't always correspond with Shalom. We know that truth also corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalom corresponds to Aaron HaKohen, and they're sometimes at odds in how to achieve each goal because they came at it from different points of view, right? But in Kabbalistic terms, we refer to Yaakov as Emes, and so having a house of truth, truth is, as we're talking about, allowing many different pieces, often contradictory pieces, to exist in harmony and kind of having space for that. But how is that possible in your space, right? Like a home is different for each person. What's home for one person, another person's place, right, where somebody walks into someone else's home and they may start looking at them and judging the paint on the walls and, oh, I don't like that color, and, oh, look at that, the furniture, and whatever it may be, right, the things that for one person are comfortable, for another person is not comfortable. And this becomes a challenge, right, when we're creating a home. We're creating a place that, for us, is harmonious. And at the same time, right, Rav Benji says something profound. He says that even a palace can become a prison if we become isolated in our home. That something very important about having a home is inviting others. And that's the aspect of Tiferes in Yesod, right? Is the aspect of having others and others' energy and other things coming in and still protecting that fortress of the home. Right, there's something very magical in having right. Obviously, when we're talking about boundaries, we're talking about Kavur, but there's an aspect of inviting people in our home doesn't mean that we have to let them come into our home and start rearranging the furniture and telling us how to live and telling us what's good for us and not good for us. Just as it would be very rude for us to go into their house when they're having us over, when they're visiting, when we're visiting their house, and start telling them, hey, why do you do it like this, and you should have these values, and you should have these thoughts in this home, and these are the books that you should have, and right, it would be not cool at all, right? So sometimes we may have people that want to come in the home and start imparting their amazing, amazing experience and wisdom that works for them. And that's fantastic. And we don't have to necessarily be put in a position where we, you know, feel forced in any way to do anything, right? If somebody comes into our home and they don't feel comfortable, then that's okay. That's on them. They don't have to come back, right? It's important, right? But then once again, right, having harmony is important in the Sefira, right? So Rav Benji even talks about inviting people who you normally wouldn't invite over to your house to come over, right? This kind of contradictory place. Like, who are the people that are generally coming over? We're seeing them a lot. And who are people that maybe I think about, but maybe haven't done as good of a job of inviting them over, having them over as often, that kind of stuff, and welcoming them, right? And there's another aspect that is very confronting, right? And that being our home, collective home of Eretz Yisrael. As I mentioned, it's Yom HaZikaron right now. It will be Yom HaTzmaut in a little bit. And this very connection between the 2 days is every single year. I just can't even believe that this is how we set it up, right? That we are in such a somber state. The alarm just went off here. Such a somber state. And then immediately, the next night, there's parties in the streets and jumping up and down. It's such a contradiction. And it's perfect for the week of Tiferet, because that's what this land is. This land is contradiction. Hashem is contradiction. Hashem himself, right, is something that we're supposed to be bothered by the Torah when we're learning stuff. And Hashem tells us even that we should come and bring arguments against him, directly to him, and saying like, hey, over here it says this, why is this going on? He's like, ah, Shkoyach, very good, right? So we live in a land of contradiction. We live in a miraculous land. We live in a land of Emunah. And Emunah obviously corresponds to patience and Tiferet. So this is what is expecting of us, right? A land of contradictions, meaning that there's many different kinds of Jews on this land, and there's many different kinds of people with Jews and non-Jews and contradictions and what it is and what people think the land should be and what isn't. And obviously, we're very, very sensitive to this right now, right, because of October 7th and the atrocities and everything going on and the aftermath that we're still living in right now with the hostages, and they should be returned home soon. And how many soldiers, all of us know somebody who's out there defending the land right now, keeping us safe, and thank you to all of you. And at the same time, we have to come to terms with the fact that this is a land of Tiferet, and there is going to have to be a time where we are welcoming Moshiach energy. Moshiach energy is not a fight to the death. Right, it can happen that way, unfortunately, which is why these sages and the Kabbalim have all been pushing off the coming Moshiach, because if it comes in a not so good way, it's going to be experienced in not so good way. But it can also come through other ways, and it is actually a possibility. It is actually a possibility to be able to live in a land of contradictions with contradictory beliefs, with contradictory people and contradictory nations, as long as, I guess, we don't all want to kill each other. That's kind of like the lowest bar of it. But we can definitely even set that bar much higher and live in a land of Tiferet, right? Or we're talking about Shalom. Shalom in itself comes from the word shalom, right? And in the English, we talk about what's the translation for shalom? It's peace, right? Peace is not a very good word, right? Peace implies like, I get a peace, you get a peace, leave me alone, let me have my peace, you have your peace, and, you know, like a piece of land. You give me a piece of the pie, I'll have a piece of the pie, and whatever, we just won't eat each other's pie. And let us to our peace, and that's it. And that's what peace implies in English, but that's not what it means in, right, in Lashon Kodesh, right, the Shoresh Shalem, corresponding to wholeness, corresponding to everybody has a role, right? Just as the left hand shouldn't begin right at the getting mad at the right hand and saying, hey, give me those fingers that you have there. I want those fingers too. No, everybody has a role. Everybody has every organ, sinew, drop of blood, cell, anything in our body has a certain purpose. And recognizing that purpose is part of the key to being able to have a healthy body, a whole body, that can hold space, so to speak, for a big toe and on the right foot and a little pinky on the left, right? And a brain and a heart. And the heart and the brain are often at odds in and of themselves. And we're never thinking, well, we should remove the brain in order so that the heart can have peace. Or we should remove the heart so that the brain can have peace, because we know for sure that we need both of them. And ultimately, that's Moshiach energy when it comes to the foundation, the home of truth, of harmony, of healing here in Eretz Yisrael. It's knowing that it's of no use to cut out the heart, or, according to what Rav Shalom Arush says, right, when you see that the mirror is dirty, there's no point in cleaning the mirror, when you see a stain on your shirt in the mirror, there's no point in cleaning the mirror and trying to wipe the stain off the mirror. The point is to clean your shirt. So ultimately, we are in a very sensitive state right now, obviously, for good reason. And that sensitivity can be expressed, and grief can be expressed in many different ways. One being anger, one being defensiveness. And when we're angry or defensive, it blocks us from seeing that stain on our shirt, right? It shows us the mirror, and we get mad at the mirror, and we have small thinking, right? In the terms of Kabbalists, right? So in any case, we should be zoiche to be able to have a large thinking, to be opening our brain, our seichel, and being able to understand that we can have a home that is ours. We don't need someone else to come in to rearrange our furniture, but we can have other contradictory parts in that home and being okay. It's okay to have pictures of rabbis and pictures of wrestlers on your wall. It's also cool, so... And we should be zoiched to see really a true and complete home here in Eretz Yisrael, Shalem, whole, a home of truth, a home of peace, which can sometimes be contradictions in themselves, and to see all the hostages return home. Everybody who's out there protecting Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael should be blessed. All of us should be blessed to live in Moshiach energy with the coming Moshiach Tzidkenu speedily.